Good afternoon. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and this is your host, the Boston Medium, and I am taking over here with Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yes, it's not the regular slot for the show, but I am subbing for Joyce the Voice, and we're going to have so much fun again. Again, we're going to have lots of fun like we did yesterday. I've got surprises. Just imagine like this magic hat and like you pull the rabbit out of the hat and then all kinds of other stuff come out. Yeah, that's basically what the show is about today. It's going to be like that. It's going to be like that feeling of pulling out a rabbit in a hat and then abracadabra. It's going to be ill. It's going to be good. So yesterday, the scan, the meditation went really well, and I really liked it. I had such a great day, and it was just such the healing. We had three-part meditation. You know, at first it was the Archangel Michael cord cutting. Then we had the raising the vibration. Then we had manifesting. So, and in between, we had the ska bands, and I'm playing it from this, you know, compilation, which is really good. And so today, guess what we're doing? We are going to astral project to George Gershwin vinyl. Oh my God, isn't that so exciting? It's really exciting. And you know, I actually got this idea this morning before I was coming in because I put the vinyl on before I was leaving. And I was like, it's so important. I would like to play classical and I would like to really communicate how important it is sometimes to just be able to mix in some classical music. It's got the most amazing frequencies to heal. It's got the most amazing high frequencies to focus. It's got the most amazing, you know, frequencies just to kind of like really connect. It's like connecting to your soul level, and classical really has those elements and frequencies and those sounds. So I think it's really important sometimes to, you know, be able to put that in your mix once in a while. I think it is. But, you know, George Gershwin is not just classical. He's created. His genre is like, it's very interesting. You know, it's like he mixed jazz with classical, and he just, when you hear it, it's very, very, you know, it's very unique. It's very, it's actually who Brian Wilson was very much inspired by, my hero. And I got a request to play some Beach Boys. Awesome. I got a request to play Crass. Got a request to play some reggae. So all that's happening here, and but going back to the George Gershwin, why it's important to, why I wanted to astral project, because I had an experience astral projecting to his music, and it was very amazing. And so I was like, let's do that here. Let's share that and open up that portal right here, right now. So I'm here till 5. I'm going to have a blast. You're going to have a blast. Let's get some music going, and we'll get funky. We will definitely get funky in a little bit. Oh, so that was, what do we have over here? The Upsetters, So Bad. Yeah, I'm going to continue with the ska, and then, you know, I've got some more. I've got I've got a 1950s vinyl, and we got bluegrass. It's really going all over the place. We're going to classical. We're going to bluegrass. We're going to 50s rock and roll. We're going to ska, and we're going into the supernatural, and we're going to meditate. So hold on to your seats, and I hope you have fun. And just thank you for being awesome and being an awesome audience while I sub for Joyce the Voice. And we're just, this is basically blast off time. So here we go. Roy Richards, Contact. Woo! We'll be right back.
you buy one new pair of shoes. Me hair say you buy one brand new hat. Mother Cuba tell me how much you pay for that hat. Then a rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. I said rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. I said the higher the hill, the greener the grass. The younger the girl is the sweeter she kiss. I said rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. Then a rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. I said girl in a tree, a picker a key. Why underneath a wash him khaki pants. Rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. Then a rook combine in a mess and dampy. Rook combine. We'll be right back.
You're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently.
We are back live here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium, here 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here taking over, subbing for Joyce the Voice. And so let's get right into it. I told you, I promise you, a astral projection with yours truly, George Gershwin, right here with Rhapsody in Blue. So let's begin. Hello, Earthlings. Hello. This right now is our time to expand our portals, our horizons, and right now to go in deeper. Right now, welcome, thank you. In this moment, right now, we invite the portals to be open. We open up into the realms. We open up into every angle of where we are supposed to be. So everyone listening right now, we are here to open up to the astral world and the astral projection through George Gershwin. Hear the vibrations and feel the sensations. No matter if you are driving, no matter if you are walking, laying down, let's get into contact with that higher self that can travel everywhere. We open up and give invitation to help us travel infinite spirit into the astral realms and fly so gracefully as we enter the contact, and we ask to be protected and bring in all the archangels to come and protect us right now as we open up and we fly. What are you seeing? the majesties of the now in bright lights. You can feel yourself lifting out of your body into the frequencies of the sound. You feel yourself lifting out of your body wherever you are, wherever you're laying down, wherever you're sitting, you're floating high. You're floating high right now into this moment. You are weightless and you are a feather. The purpose right now is to make contact and being able to travel and see the messages. Getting to explore leaving your body and explore the beautiful realms. You can feel yourself in touch with the music. You see waves of music staves, and you slide down the music notes and the music staves. The lines on the music on the paper slowly peel off the paper and into the air, into the sky. Now that it's into the sky, you slide gracefully down the music note, and the sensation is pure ecstasy. You take a ride on the music notes of the staves and the chords and the lines. It's a beautiful journey. It's a beautiful ride. You sway left and right in the air, and it isn't scary, because if you fall, you just land on a cloud. But you don't fall because you are strongly intact to the vibration of the music notes that carry you so beautifully into the air. Thank you, George Gershwin. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. The ride is taking you on every angle, but every angle of the ride is connecting you to every music note that is bringing you in a higher vibration. It's lighting up your frequency, and it's lighting up your heart, and it's lighting up all aspects of inspiration right now. Again, we let go, because this is what happens in the astral world. Anything is possible and anything goes. We are here floating in the air. We're seeing the world. We're seeing the beauty. We're seeing the unseen. And isn't it beautiful to swing on a music note, a big giant music note? Isn't it fun to slide down the lines of the chords and the waves and the sound that just take you, and you're just one? So as you get closer and closer, and as you are almost done with the ride and the slide, you see a big giant horn, and you go right through the horn. As you go right through the big French horn, you are astonished to what you see. It's a whole nother universe inside of an instrument. You have so much fun. You're dressed in your best. You toast all the other people who are in this universe. You're dancing. You're feeling high and vibrant. You're feeling like anything's possible. You greet everybody. It's a beautiful dinner party. And there's a big stage. It's time for you to get up and shine. It's time for you to get on the stage into the universe of the French horn. Everybody's clapping and everybody's applauding. You bow and you talk into the mic. Everything that comes out of your mouth is a message. You're bringing and delivering a message from your world, from where you live, planet Earth, to this dimension in this universe of the French horn. Tell the people what you know. Tell the people what you experience. Tell the people about planet Earth. They listen and smile and you see another fellow French hornian. They come and tell you about the magical world of the French horn and the universe. They have things to tell you. What are they telling you? Just take a moment to gather all this information. Every person is going to get a different message because we're all different and we're all here for a specific purpose. Once you gather that information, hold it with you and hold it tight with you and don't ever let it go. Because that is your guide and that's your cue and that's your guidance to bring back with you to planet Earth. Just have fun. Are you dancing? Are you enjoying yourself? Are you sitting? Is everyone enjoying themselves and dancing and just having the time of their life in the moment and everybody's just loving the moment and everyone's just having fun? It just seems timeless. Okay, it's time to go on to your next journey. So we move away and we say goodbye to the universe of the French horn. And we sign our name. We sign our name at this beautiful dance hall that we were just at. You are forever have your Akashic Records there. You forever have your Akashic Records in the universe. You just left your print. You left the magnificent wave of who you are, and they forever know you. Now your light is spreading all over the universe of sound. So you come out and you're sliding and it's like you're back on your track of the wave and the music note and you're going through the air and you're flying. Just having so much fun right now. So now we're going to guide you back. We're going to guide you back slowly to Earth and slowly back to your body. You notice how much you're flying and you turn into a beautiful gliding, just flying yourself. Your body is just flying in the air. You feel the cool breeze, and we'll say it's nighttime, and the stars are lit up, and the city's lit up, and you can see everything, and you're just so free and free from worry. You kind of do a flutter in the air. You're back into the old days of classic Hollywood. You shine in your black and white photo. The Vaseline over the camera gives you the gloss. And the universe and all the realms want to take a picture of you. And they're going to keep it there into this realm that you visit. So we come back. Slide down our staff very slowly and very gracefully. Before it was a wild ride, fun. It's still fun, but now we're winding down and we're slowing down and we say thank you for the realms. Thank you for letting me have this tiny experience of leaving my body for a minute. And I'm glad and I will return and I'll come back. You just feel how light you are. You feel so light from that experience, and you feel like you're free. The whole point is to free your mind. So every astral projection and every experience you get with that, you freed your mind a little bit. You come back to wherever you were. You can feel the fluttery, flighty feeling and light as a feather. And the whole point is to bring that lightness. You feel very, very light. No heaviness, no weights were on you, nothing. You've been cleansed and cleared. You've seen a projection of the other worlds and the other dimensions. And you can feel good because you got that sense of freedom, and you know that there's so much more out there than just planet Earth in this one dimension. There's so much more out there. And this is how we expand our minds. And this is how we allow ourselves to play in the paranormal playground sounds. And we get to be kids again. And we get to know that this is real and it exists. We are the creators of our universe. And so all of this and what we've seen is the infinite realms and the messages that are trying to talk to us. These are the other worlds that are always trying to talk to us. This isn't... Now, don't get this mixed up with like foo-foo fluff, kind of just imaginary things. This is going on in the other realms. So what the purpose for you to take with you now that you're coming back and now that you're here. So yes, it's ended. The astral projection is ended and we're back in our bodies. The whole point of that was to be able to free your mind more and more. So obviously you're going to have to do this. You do this more and more. But that was an initiation and that was an opening that could, you know, it was a small opening though. It was a very small. So there's so many different ways we can enter. This is the way I discovered. You can sit back and say all you want. Well, you know, anybody can come critique. That's not how you astral project. You can go, you know, kiss off. I don't care what you say. When I had my first guided astral projection with myself and spirit told me what it was to George Gershwin, and it was to this vinyl. So that's why I wanted to share this with you. And that journey I was not expecting at all. This was amazing. I could feel it. I definitely felt the travel, and I felt I thought that was really cool going into the French horn. And the weight and the staves and the notes and swinging on them as if they were rides, and just kind of like, it looked very like 1920s. And I have to tell you, Harold, so when I started the projection immediately, guess whose spirit was guiding it with us? So I wanted to say this. I didn't want to say this within, but I was just like, okay, when do I mention this? I wanted to stay on track because there were so many elements. I didn't want to overload you with too much and concepts you're not getting. I want things to be communicated as simple. So this was Harold Lloyd. You know, he was like Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Laurel and Hardy, Hal Roach back then. He was the actor, the silent film actor. Comedian, slapstick, you know, he came right through. I saw his face. So I was just like, okay, let me make sure this is him, because the way they confirm that it's them is through either the day they died or their birthday. And so he died March 8th. It's March 11th. And so they come and confirm around their death date or their birthday and approximately around the time or the month. And so and the fact that was just so close to the date, and I saw him and I looked at it and I was like, wow, and his birthday is a day right after mine. He was right here. So we just communicated. Harold Lloyd just communicated right in with us when we opened up. So anything is very possible when you're tapped into all these different things. You're tapped into the mediumship. You're tapped in to astral projection. You're tapped into meditation. Whatever you're open to, things are just going to come, and you have to learn how to accept that. You can't just, that's why it's very, very important you're open to everything so you can get all the information. And the fact that I just communicated with Harold Lloyd is amazing. I mean, he must love this. I'm going to have some talks with him. We'll do some time channeling with him. I definitely feel like he wants to come on my show, and this is what it's for. The Paranormal Playground Sounds is for you. I talk to dead entertainers and historical figures and celebrities who have crossed over. And, you know, that's the whole reason why I even have this running, because they guided me there. And they guided me to this. And I was like, I'm going to give you guys a place to play. I'm going to give you a voice. I'm going to communicate. You know, you're going to come my dreams. I'm going to meditate. This is just so much fun. And this is so cool. This is just so freaking cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we're going to continue on with the Muzak. Muzak. I just said Muzak. Let's see. Wow. So we got a conglomerate of so many things. Yikes. Oh my God. I'm just like, there's just so much just happened right there. And for those who are listening on the other end, I'm so sorry if this is like a little bit out there and you're not fully grabbing it, but those who are open are definitely grabbing it. They're definitely connecting. They're definitely hearing everything that I'm saying, everything that is happening. And so this is just amazing. This is a lot of fun. And so I'm so happy we have this whole ska playlist and the doo-wop. This is just my dream. I'm gonna let you know right now, this is my dream. Like the doo-wop and the ska mixed with the astral projection. This is my world. I'm so grateful. Thank you. This is just so positive. This is a really positive vibe. And so let's continue on. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Stay tuned for some more supernatural magic. Here is the one and only Alton Ellis, Mouth of a Massey. Mouth of Massey, sorry. Hello.
Johnny Foodmasters or cruise on the parkway on my T8, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We are back here. Hello, hello, hello. Making sure we get some PSAs going on. Can't forget about that. And I hope you have been enjoying this special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover for Joyce the Voice. And so let's do this right now. Got an important PSA for you. Pedestrian safety PSA. On Friday, 8th, on February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy material to hide the damage of his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Whew, that was heavy. But very important, because I think that was a reminder I definitely needed. I love walking. I love walking everywhere. And so, you know, stuff happens. So I remember when that happened. It was like a day before I was training here. So be careful out there, please. All right. So we got a whole nother hour of this, and I'm really excited. That was a great, I'm really glad. I feel really good. I'm feeling the buzz. I just feel, yes, the buzz. I'm feeling very, very grounded, which is good, because when you're astral projecting, you're actually like, you're leaving your earthly body and you're going into the kind of in between. So you're going in between heaven and earth. And so you're going into the mid places. So it's good to be, I'm glad that I'm grounded and was protected. And make sure you're always protecting yourself before you go into an astral projection. It's very, very important. There's a lot of things out there, not to scare you or anything. It's just, it's not in the higher. It's not in, basically, it's not in the heavens. where spirit is, where angels are. Not that saying spirit isn't in the astral, but like, it's still very, it's in the in-between. So just make sure you protect yourself. It's very good to travel in there, of course. There's a reasoning for it. But it's just like anything else, before a medium gives a reading or a psychic gives a reading, they have to make sure they're protected and grounded before they go in to help and give the message. So that was awesome. Thank you, George Gershwin. And so, you know, again, this is the Boston Medium. If you want to come see me, please do so. I will be over at base. Where is it? The Ritual Arts. I say it like a million times, and I'm like, So the Ritual Arts, Alston Ave. See, I can't even talk. Like, I'm so in the other realms right now. I'm just like, okay. the Ritual Arts 125. Oh my God, what is the thingy? Oh my God, I just completely forgot the address. So anyways, Ritual Arts in Alston, Harvard Ave. I'm the medium tarot card reader, and I do past life regression as well and intuitive readings. If you want to come see me, please come say hi, come get a reading, come get crystals, come buy sage, come buy candles, come buy tarot cards, come buy anything. It's a fun magical store. So I'm there, and be there, be square. That's all I got to say about that, is be there or be square. So I'm gonna, some people had some requests, so those are gonna go on. And so I asked Spirit, it was so funny because I was like, Spirit, what do you want me to play? And then everyone's like, ooh, putting down what they want to play. And I was like, yeah, you guys aren't Spirit, you guys are human, so, but I'll go along with it. I'll be like, okay. Anywho's-alls, let's move on. I want to play some bluegrass. I want to get this mixed up and get this party started. What's a party without bluegrass? Like, seriously, come on. Like, let's get real. Okay, let's get real here. So, hanging tight. We got another hour of this magic. More music on the way. This is the paranormal takeover sound. Paranormal takeover sounds. Just kidding. Right here, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, with your host of the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite. Let's get it with some Frank Wakefield and the Good Old Boys.